Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18,
get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough.
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
All the time was good, dog. DenCity.Truth.com.
We built this shit.
DenCity Radio.
On a mission from God.
DenCity.Truth.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers. Let's say that's the bad guy.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Ten City. This is your boy Cash, chilling as usual. With my man, Father Time, what's happening, dude?
What's cracking, Doc?
Same old. Big Stowe, what's going on? I see you on here extra early today.
Yeah, you know, I'm dedicated, remember?
That's what's up. What's going down with you, baby?
Nah, shit. Okay. In a good mood, ready for a good show.
That's what I'm talking about. Good mood, ready for a good show.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Go ahead, bro.
Let me start off. Look, so I'm going to ask you a question. It's a two-part question.
Yeah.
So it's a two-part answer.
Okay.
First question. Actually, it's a three-question answer.
Okay.
You ever had a good breakup?
A good breakup?
Yeah.
What is a good breakup where you're like, oh, I don't want to be with you anymore. Let's be friends.
I'm saying, you ever had a breakup where you and a guy are still friends?
Well, yes.
That's a good breakup.
Okay.
Then you ever had a bad breakup?
No. Yes, I do.
Okay. Now give me the difference.
Okay, well, now before you do that, can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Like,
go ahead.
The good breakup, I mean, y'all might be friends now. But, I mean, when y'all broke up, y'all was friends at that moment. You're like, well, okay, we still be friends.
No.
And y'all was still cool with it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a time.
Right, that's a good breakup.
Right. So you ain't had no good breakup.
Okay, so I guess not then. Had a couple breakups where it was like, okay, you take your breathing time to get over it and whatever, and then, you know what I mean, after that, we're still friends. And then, like, with the bad breakup, now I wouldn't call us friends, but we're able to be communicable.
Communico is a good breakup. That's a good breakup. Yeah, I mean, y'all can act civilized in the same room.
Yeah, but that took years. This is my daughter's father. This is Mr. I Want to Body Slam Women. So that took a while. But now we're at a point where we can talk.
Okay, then give me your bad breakup.
That was the bad breakup. Well, what happened, I packed up my shit while he wasn't there, and I cut the fuck out. I just left. I packed up the kids, I packed up my things, and we left.
Okay. All right, y'all. Good breakup, bad breakup.
I'm going to hold on today. What's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi.
Okay, right. It's a good breakup, bad breakup.
Right.
Oh.
Give me one of your good ones first.
I don't think I had a good one.
You ain't never had a good breakup?
No.
Well, y'all remain friends at the end of the argument. All right, look, you know, hey, this ain't working, but we can still be friends.
No, it's always bitches and motherfuckers after I'm through.
All right, well, give me a bad breakup. Give me the situation.
I think the
first of
worst,
all, who broke up? You or her? Who broke up with who first?
Well, she had two butcher knives and I had a 9mm in my hand, so I think it was a mutual thing.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, I'm saying though, whose idea was it? I mean, who said it first? You know, I can't take this shit no more.
Yeah, I mean, we both said that she got two butcher knives and I got a 9mm in my hand. It was pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, we both look. I mean, shit, we both agreed that this ain't working. I mean, cause at this point, we about to blow. I mean, either I'm about to blow her head off, or she finna chop me up.
All right. Well, that's pretty bad.
That would probably be my worst breakup. Now, if I had to say a good breakup, I don't think I had one, man. I think it's more like, you know, it's like either she going to act nonchalant about it or I'm going to act nonchalant about it. Whatever the case, and if she acting nonchalant about it, that means I'm pissed off. I'm pretty sure if I'm acting nonchalant about it, she getting pissed off. Now, later on down the line, I don't even think there's a such thing as a good breakup, man. I really don't.
I believe there is. I'm gonna give you one. Yeah. First of all, I'm gonna let Janine jump in. Janine, you ever had a good breakup?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm assuming all your breakups have been bad. Give me your worst one.
Well, I would consider the worst one when he pulled that gun on me.
There you have it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's what you call a bad breakup.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Did you have a knife anywhere around you?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, she pulled a knife first. Let me just say that for the record. I was in my room, and all I heard was, the drawer opened and I heard two knives come out like, shrink. Oh, hell no. She getting knives. That motherfucker came through that door. I was cocked and loaded. Hey, take one more step towards me. I'm going to blow your motherfucking kneecap off.
Shit, I ran for my life. I was running a 500-yard mile after that shit.
All right, listen, I'm going to give you all a good breakup. Me and this girl used to live together. She's called the show a few times. We figured we grew apart. You know what I'm saying? And we both agreed to, you know, part ways. But we're still friends today. We still talk today. We'll talk every once in a while. We'll text each other. To me, that's a good breakup. You know what I'm saying? There was no hard feelings.
Let me ask.
Y'all came to that understanding.
Can I ask you a question?
Without no violence. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, as far as your part was it, what was it that she wasn't doing for you?
She was younger than me, and she still had that clubbing in her. You know what I mean? You know, hanging out with the girls, which is cool every once in a while, you know, but when you're doing this shit 3-4 times a week, I'm sitting at home, I'm hungry as hell. You know, I just got off work, I got no food, nothing cooked but you at the club? No, hell no. Mm-mm. So that was my problem, man. She was never at home.
Okay, hold up, man. We got somebody new online. Carla, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
That's Mother Nature, man.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, man. Hell. Well, motherfucker, you over here too? Shit, do your job.
Oh, no. I wasn't around, man. I was so wrapped up in what I was saying, I wasn't paying attention. Mother Nature, you ever had a good breakup?
I mean, you was wrapped up about while your woman on the phone?
I was holding down the topic.
You come back.
Mother Nature,
back.
You ever had a good breakup? Fuck, what are you talking about? Get motherfucker in trouble.
Let's see. No.
Oh, hold on, baby. Before you answer that. And I just explained to you yesterday. You trying to start some more shit.
I'm Mother Nature.
Motherfucker, bow, wow, wow. Go ahead, baby.
Yep. Oh, now she baby.
did I miss something?
No, you didn't miss anything.
I'm thinking about to get muted.
Because
I wasn't
about to get muted around here. You didn't miss anything. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. You ever had a good breakup?
Let's see. I haven't had a lot of relationships, so. I mean, I can still talk to the people that I broke up with, so I get it. I mean, I don't hate none of them.
Shit.
Yeah, they had a bad breakup. One of them dropped down, cussing each other out, arguments like, fuck you, it's over.
Shit. Nah, I don't really get to cuss nobody out. I mean... Yeah, I guess with my ex, you know, my ex-cousin, but.
Okay. Well, can I say something, man? Go for other pictures. You are about the most conservative person we ever had on this show. I mean, you ain't had no issues, no drama.
No, I do. No. I didn't say I didn't have drama. It do be, but it's not okay. When the relationship is over, it's just over. It's no need. I mean, it's just no need of doing all that. You know, breaking down drama. If it's done, it's done. You know, usually it's the drama while it's during the relationship. It's not usually when it's over. When it's done, it's done. The drama is usually during the relationship.
Mother Nature, you really think you're going to get rid of him that easy?
I ain't going nowhere.
I'm not trying to get rid of him.
I'm just saying. Look, you know what, man? You're going to have to sit down and chop it up. There's a lot of shit I need to tell you. I'm talking about drive-bys. Stare down, mean
move. Well, I mean, okay, I'll put it like this. Though none of them really want to just be gone. They all want to come back, but it's just I say no.
They all try to get a piece of that good stuff, huh? Mm-hmm.
I say no. When I'm done, I'm done. You know, they'll regret it and they'll want to come back, but I'm like, no, it's just done. You know, my thing is, I'll tell you, you don't miss your water till your well run dry. And I'll tell you that. But if you let the water dry up.
You ever seen Jason?
Me and I'm about to go in a private room, man. We got some shit we need to discuss. Y'all go on with the show. They all want to come back, huh?
Hey. Hey, Mother Nature. You ever seen Jason Lyric?
Yeah, I've seen Jason Lyric.
Hey, you remember they daddy mad dog?
Yeah.
That's hey, not only hey, that's Forrest Whitaker in the flesh right there. Hey, that's mad dog right there. Mad dog just going on home.
I hope I don't get shot in the process, right?
Stop. You got issues. You do know that.
Yeah.
I bet you the next time you watch Jason Leary, you're going to get to looking at him.
No, there is no reason for all that.
All right, let me ask you another question. Out of all your exes, this is for everybody, out of all your exes, is there one that you would take back, even if you was in a relationship with somebody else? Is that one ex that just got your heart?
Nope.
We'll start with Janine. You got somebody you take back, even though you're with somebody else?
You mean other than the person I'm with?
I mean, is it that one person you willing to break up with, who you with now, you willing to leave him for that old flame?
No, I ain't nobody. Mm-mm.
What about you, Lick Stuff?
Mm-mm. Well, we broke up for a reason. And although people do and can change, you know, we broke up for a reason. Well, I'm done.
Okay,
I'm done.
Mother Nature?
I'm already back with you.
Sure.
Hello.
That's a great answer.
Great answer.
That's number one on the Family Feud, boy. Bing. What about you, dog? You got that old flame you would get back with, no matter who you was with?
Right now, no. Right now, I'm content. I'm content. Now, if you'd asked me just a couple of years ago, I'd have been like, yeah. But I you'd asked me to describe, I'd be like, you describe her as a little yellow bitch that broke my heart.
All right, Martin. I just watched that episode the other day, so that's funny as hell.
All right, y'all, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller to the show. Is this Waylo?
Yeah, what up?
What's up,
y'all? Waylo.
Waylo, you got
to
head
up. You're
here.
Y'all
know
it.
Oh.
Wait, though, you ever had a good breakup, dog?
About him.
A good breakup. You and the girl broke up? Was you ever had a good one, or were they all bad?
Bitches are killing themselves with this nigga. You really think he had a good breakup? Bitches are killing themselves with this nigga. You talking about he had a good breakup?
I don't know. Maybe he have, dog. I'm not sure.
I had a good breakup before.
Nigga, you can't quit me.
What was your good breakup, dog? You breaking up on us, bro.
Hold on.
Another one just
said. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, all right, we got you.
All right. Yeah, she was like slowly trying to move in and shit, and I told her, I was like, I like my own space. She was like, well, I don't think we need to be together then. I was like, well, that's cool with me. She was like, I was like, so you mad? She was like, nah. I was like, all right, cool. So.
Well, how long were y'all together?
Shit, about 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months?
That's not even considered
a breakup.
That was a breakup, too. I was seeing the motherfucker every day.
I don't know if you consider 3-4 months a breakup, man.
Well,
y'all just stopped fucking shit.
You didn't claim girlfriends.
I was picking up her kids, and I had a key to her apartment, and shit, she had a key to my truck.
All right. Look, wait, Lord, this motherfucker been claiming girls in a week, so I don't know what the hell he talking about.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, my fault too.
That's good, man. I'm glad everybody is with who they want to be with. You know what I'm saying? Is anybody single on here by chance? Is everybody on here in a relationship?
You know I'm single.
We all plead.
Okay, you single, right? How long you been single?
Hey, man, you can't be asking people questions like that. We all plead the fifth.
Well, shit, Waylo didn't. Fucking, I'm talking to Waylo.
That's because he's been single, bro. I know he's single. That whoremonger.
How long you been single, man?
Shit. I don't know. Couldn't even tell you.
Okay, over a year?
Nah, it ain't been that long. I'd say a little less than a year.
A little less than a year. Okay, now, are you single by choice or what? You're single by choice, right?
Yes.
Everybody's single by choice.
Single by choice. Yeah, single by choice.
So what happened in your previous relationship to make you single for so long?
God damn, Phil.
I know, man. I watched Dr. Phil today, man, so, you know.
How was that going for you?
No, for me, it's like, I like my own space. I go in and out of town a lot. So it's like, you know, if I have time, I have time. If I don't have time, I don't have time. So I ain't going to say I got the time to commit to a relationship when I ain't got the time to commit to a relationship. It's like, I'd rather be single, shit that I like to do, and, you know, go about my business and be happy.
But see, I was under the impression that everybody wants to be with somebody. Nobody wants to be single.
Okay, everybody wants
That's
to
what
be
I
with
heard.
Somebody. Don't get it twisted. There's plenty of this when I want to run up against somebody's booty while I'm sleeping, shit like that, you know. But it's like, if you come over, you spend the night, that's cool. But if you come over and spend the night every night of the week, that's when I feel like I ain't got my space.
But she only spending the night, dog. It ain't like she there during the day. Right?
All weekend, too.
And that's probably only until he actually finds the right person he looking for. Right?
Now, if
and you see, he didn't even answer that question. So you know he on some bullshit. He ain't even looking for the right person.
If I could take... I say about 10% of every woman that I like and put it all to one woman, then that would be that one woman that I'll be in a relationship with.
Well, come on, dog. That's not going to happen, man.
I know it's not going to happen. That's unrealistic. Hold on a second.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, okay, let's say if you found a woman that had 50% of the qualities that you're looking for, or a man, this is for everybody. Do you think you're settling?
That is correct.
So you think you are settling. If you find, okay, Janine, you find a man, he has 50% of the qualities that you look for in a man.
That
and you decide to get in a relationship with this
half.
Man.
Hello?
That's not a good percentage, that's half. All right,
I'm back.
You got to be like 75 up.
I could deal with the 25%. So if he has 75% of what you're looking for, do you consider yourself settling? For that 75, or do you want to hold out till you find that 90?
You talking to her? Or you talking to me?
Janine.
Knowing me, because I've had, I know who I'm compatible with, so, I don't know. Me, I've seemed like I've always held out for what I wanted.
Okay, so you don't too much settle. You hold out. You wait.
So I'm not saying that I don't say I have settled, but I knew I was settling. That's what I'm saying. I knew I was settling, though. I knew, you know, that wasn't for me. I knew I settled for the person I did end up being with.
Okay, let me ask, man. Let me ask you. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I mean, first of all, ain't none of us tailor made for nobody. So how can I be 90% of what you want without not being myself? You know, I mean, in order to be 90% of what you want, I'm gonna have to change a whole lot of me. So ain't 90 kind of steep?
That's a question for the late ladies.
I mean, no, that goes for y'all too. I mean, think about it, dog.
Well, I don't think you're gonna find 90%. I don't think
nobody's perfect. But I guess
right.
It all depends on who you compatible, who you most compatible with.
Exactly.
I guess that's what it boils down to.
If the good outweighs the bad, then I can deal with that.
Right, because, I mean, like somebody told me, I ain't tailor-made for nobody, and ain't nobody tailor-made for me. So, I mean, shit, it's constant. You constantly got to work. I mean, you ain't finna meet nobody and be like, oh, this is 90% for me. Nah, that's not reality.
I tend to disagree with you, man. I disagree with you, dog, because I found 89% for me.
Yeah, I bet she just changed 75 just to be with your ass, though.
Well, hey,
no,
hey.
I didn't.
There you go, baby. Tell them.
No, I didn't. I'm just me.
All right,
you can find a person that's perfect for you. Hold on.
So, he's 90% for you.
Yeah, you can find a person that is perfect for you, that's compatible for you.
I'm just saying, I mean, I'm just going with the percentage that y'all saying. So that 90% works for you. That's a sufficient number for you.
Right, because like you say, there's not no such thing as 100%, because there's
whoa,
always
whoa,
gonna
I'm
be 100, thing.
I'm 100.
No, you're not. Just like I'm not 100.
No.
Because there's no such thing as 100. Because there are gonna be things. People are going to get on each other's nerves. Those are that's
exactly.
That 10%. That's 5%.
That's the question I want to ask you. So when he pisses you off, it's only 10%? If he only pisses you off 10% of the time?
I'm not that easily irritated. I'm really not.
You say what?
Well, I'm really the most easiest person. I'm not that easily irritated.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna be nice, and I'm gonna end this because I was about to play devil's advocate, but I'm gonna keep nice, and I'm not gonna. Okay, we fine with that.
You can go ahead and play devil's advocate. I'm 100%.
No, I'm just look at
that.
You ain't gotta get sassy. You ain't gotta get sassy. You can
say
what you want to
do. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just a unique person. Seriously.
You two motherfuckers compatible for each other.
Damn right.
All right.
Hold on, man. Liquor store. Let me get to you. If you find that 75%, do you consider yourself as settling for 75%, or would you wait it out and try to find 80? Since he said 90 is pretty high. Would you settle for 75, or would you hold out for that 80?
I'm not putting people in a percentile.
I ain't heard nothing she said.
I'm not gonna put people in a percent. You know what I mean? I can't do that.
Let me ask you like this. Since you don't want to use a percentage, I don't know how you cannot use a percentage.
Okay,
let's say you
look
for
10
things
okay,
in a guy.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna tell you like this. If I can be me, okay? And I'm not talking about wilding out and saying whatever I want to say and getting all, you know, nasty with nobody. But, I mean, if I can be completely who I am and I don't have to, you know, walk on eggshells with this person, or I don't have to, you know what I mean, keep parts of me in a cage, then this is I'm happy. We cool. And if he can do the same
don't
thing,
you look for qualities in a man? Don't you look for certain qualities in a man?
I mean,
when you're out there searching for a man, you know, you're doing your thing, you do look for qualities within that particular man that you're dealing with, right?
Those qualities are going to reveal themselves. I'm not looking, you know what I'm saying, well, what are you driving or what are you wearing or what are you, you know what I'm saying? That shit's going to present itself. As soon as you open
I'm not talking about the materialistic thing.
I'm saying as soon as you open your mouth, the first thing that you have to say to me, either it's going to be something that, you know what I'm saying, I can ride with, or it's going to be something that I can't ride with. That's you telling me as you talking to me, you telling me who you are and what you're about. I'm filling you out as
you're talking.
Yeah,
but you don't look for quality. Like, when I say quality, I'm saying, like, a guy that when you go out to dinner, he pulls a chair out for you. Those type of, I'm not talking about materialistic, oh, what he drive, way he work at. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about qualities within that man. You know, when he talk to you, do he talk to you with a little respect? You know, when he talk to you about his boy, is he cursing at you all the time? I'm tell you what my motherfucking boy did. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about qualities.
Everyone
looks for qualities,
everybody.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Everybody is different. You know what I'm saying? It might be somebody who do, you know what I'm saying, maybe got a potty mouth, but okay, that's not the only thing about this person. I can live with the potty mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, what is she that type of person that likes that?
I just maybe can't answer this question.
Huh?
Yes, I can. So he's saying, whatever your unique qualities are, that's what they're saying. It doesn't matter whatever your unique qualities are. Everybody has their own unique qualities as to what they look for in a person, period.
Whatever amount that is,
what amount is it that they get to before they say, okay, I'm cool, or are you looking for a certain amount?
Well, this is the best tag team since the Road Warriors. Look at them go. Mother Nature, Father Time. They had each other back tonight.
I'm just saying.
When I say quality, okay, all right, look, so I'm going to break it down to you like this. Okay, when you're looking for a guy, does he have to be tall?
No.
You prefer a tall guy or a short guy?
A person's height don't make them. It doesn't matter. I don't have.
What would it be so difficult, woman?
I don't have a type. You know what I'm saying? If you're short, then you're short. Do you have a short man complex? Are you like an asshole just because you're short? Okay, no, then you're not my kind of guy. But I mean, short, tall, fat, skinny, thick, chocolate, dark, light skin. Everybody ain't the same. Every light skin brother ain't the same. Every tall brother ain't the same. Every short brother ain't the same. I mean, it all depends on him. I'm not necessarily, quote unquote, looking for nothing. When you look for something, you typically don't find it. I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying, if you lost your keys, you know you put your keys somewhere, but you can't find your keys. You know what I mean? Because you're looking for them. As soon as you stop looking for your keys, you find them. You know what I'm saying? Or they just magically appear, however you want to look at it. I don't have a type of person. Let me ask you this.
You're at the club. You're at a club.
I've
you're at a bar. Wherever you go for your leisure time, you're there.
Okay.
A guy approach you. What's the first thing you notice about this guy as soon as he approach you? He just walk up to you and say, "Hey, how you doing?" What's the first thing you notice about him?
How he approached me. His smile. I believe that a person's eyes tell a story. You know what I mean? If your eyes don't look right to me, then I would be cordial. I'm not a stuck-up, snotty, rude bitch, you know. That's not my thing. That's not my style, but...
So if his eyes were cocked like a pistol?
What?
I said, so if his eyes were cocked like a pistol?
Yeah, you, I can't get down with you, bro. There's something behind them eyes that I don't want to know.
But that's a quality that you look for in a guy. He got to have nice eyes. He can't be cockeyed. You know what I mean?
No, that's not what I said. If you are cockeyed, but your eyes have a beautiful story behind them, then okay, talk.
Yeah, what story behind a cockeyed?
And you never know.
He got slapped. Somebody slapped a shot of him.
Somebody shook him. He got shook a lot as a kid. I mean, shit. A person's eyes tell the story to their soul. If your eyes got fire in them all the time, I probably don't want to fuck with you because I got a lot of love in me. So your eyes got to tell the right story.
All right. Waylo, what qualities you look for in a woman? Motherfucker just be ignoring me. He was just talking a second ago. Now he ignores. So fuck you too. What about you, dog? What qualities you look for in a woman?
How big the breast is his ears. No, I'm just I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm, you know what? I mean, believe it or not, I am not. I've never been the superficial type. I don't. I mean, dog. If you can make me smile, you can make me laugh. I mean, you got a good chance with me, man. If you can make me smile and laugh, you got a good chance. I mean, I'm just not the type that I'm not gonna look for the superficial type because. I mean, shit, you might be beautiful outside, but fucked up. You know, your mindset could be all fucked up, and therefore, that'll make you an ugly motherfucker. But hold on, we got somebody new, dog. Paula, what's happening?
Oh, this is me again. I'm pretty strong.
I knew it. I started to say it. Ain't nobody but Waylo. I'm going to hang up and then call back, act like he wasn't ignoring me. It's all good.
Oh man, I ain't got no signal in my crib.
Yeah, so I'm crazy, baby.
Like I said, man, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm not a superficial person, and I kind of understand what she say. Like, I mean, you got to look at somebody. You got to look at the inside of the person. I mean, physically, they might not be the best looking person in the world, but shit, if they make you happy and they make you smile, and you know that they there for you. And shit, that's all you need.
All right. Waylo, are you here?
It don't hurt to look good,
yeah,
though. Shit.
That's true. All right,
I mean,
Waylo, what quality? Go ahead, man. Go ahead and finish.
I don't want Precious.
Man.
Yeah, what you say?
Public
you
service announcement.
That number five on that one scale. Remember that scale you put up there? But five, right. You don't want that number five?
No, I don't want that number five.
Public service announcement. We here at Sin City have nothing like against dark-skinned people.
No, it's not.
Big-boned people.
Come on. If I got a rope, if you can't see your feet, I know I'm going to put them on my show.
Once again, we here in Sin City, we don't have nothing against dark-skinned people, people that
it's
can't see their toes. We love everybody.
Dark-skinned and you can't see your feet. I got a problem with that.
All right, Waylo.
Uh-huh.
What qualities you look for in a woman, man? In the beginning.
In the beginning?
In the beginning.
She got to have a nice grill. The grill got to be nice.
Okay. That's it?
No, that ain't it. That's my main thing is you got to have nice teeth. Nice teeth, you know. I ain't saying your hair got to be done all the time, but it's got to, you know, look decent.
Body so you're more really face, you know? You looking more on the outside than the inside then?
No, that's, I mean, if you're not going to be satisfied with that person that you looking for, then you're just settling for what you come across. But that person that you, you know, that you find that have all the qualities that you like, that's the person that you, you know, you'll chill with. That's just me, though.
Okay, now, you just said something. Let me ask you a question. Okay, you settled for somebody. I'm talking to you personally. You settled for somebody. But then later on, while you still with this person, you see somebody that has all those qualities that you were looking for before you settled. Now, do you break up with the girl you settled for to be with this girl that has all the qualities that you want?
Well, it's depending on how that chick treat me. If she treat me like, you know, like if everything all good, then no, I ain't going to, you know, stray away or whatever. But if shit ain't kosher, then, yeah, I might move on. It's a big possibility.
You know, they say the grass ain't always green on the other side.
I was just about to say that. She can have all the qualities I'm looking for, but be crazier than a motherfucker. I done had that shit happen many a days. Find us all outdoors, pretty eyes, nice teeth, job, car, own place, but it's loony than a motherfucker.
Yeah, but what about the girl with the heart that you just broke? She ain't going to take your ass back, man.
Probably not.
Then what you going to do?
But like I said, if she treats me right, I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. All right,
well, check this out, y'all. Before we get little Phil get into his second half of this. We got some spoken words, man. I was listening to this the other day, man. Hey, she's been on the show before. Her name's Deep River. You know what I'm saying? She has some spoken words and played it in a while. So we're going to go for this, and we'll be right back with Lil Phil in a minute.
Y'all get a CD because it's pretty good.
Place your tongue where my rivers run deep. Long strokes, warm and wet, I want to leap. Leap right out of my skin as my body shudders. Shudders beneath you as you continue the lashing that you give. Inserting your tongue, slow and wet. Arching my back, all of you I guess. The moment becomes very still. As you whisper, please don't move. You're creating your own groove. Slowly I feel your dick in my ultimate space. Throbbing thick, soft as lace. Now you stroke me with a dick in demand. Slow, then fast, ramming your dick as far as it will go. Giving me orgasm after orgasm, starting the flow. I compose myself as now it's my turn. Ready to fulfill my inner burn. Taking your dick deep inside, my ultimate position, the ultimate ride. Your dick reaches places, expanding spaces that only you can. Hitting the ultimate G-spot, my biggest fan. I tighten my muscles around the head of your dick and slowly massage your pleasure stick. Before you explode, my mouth is now in charge. Licking and sucking as your dick returns large. My tongue explores from the head to the base. Then it's time to return to my candy case. To slowly stroke your dick while stroking my clit. The intensity of the flow we have, my teeth as they grip. We both scream out, I'm coming right now. The understatement to describe this style. You embrace me and hold on tight as the explosion begins and goes on into the night.
All right. Now, Deep River, I like that.
Yeah, she tight.
I like the way she sounded. As I grabbed your dick, she said, like she really grabbing some dick right about then.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. She got a powerful voice.
Hey, if anybody want to grab a CD, just inbox me. I'll tell you how to. I'll give you the information on how to grab the CD. It's pretty nice.
Oh yeah, she got a fine CD. I say all ladies should get that CD.
And why is that?
Yeah, that CD is on point.
That's a nice CD. I mean, seriously, it is. I mean, the whole CD is nice. I mean, it's one of them CDs where you can actually just kick back. I mean, you can play the whole CD, and, I mean, there's nothing. Me, personally, I'm tired of listening to a CD. I mean, you know, if you want to get in the mood, I'm a person that loves some new music. But, I mean, come on. We ain't got a whole lot of shit to listen to nowadays. I mean, unless you listening to some old school shit, this new shit out here ain't really worth shit. That's just my
opinion. Emotion.
Yeah.
Now, however though, I gotta say, Waylow, your girl Queen, she's still in my rotation too.
Oh, that's what's up.
So if you're into that spoken word, grab her shit.
I mean, yeah. Look at Stove. I mean, what you think about that one?
That was nice.
I mean, what you think? Yeah, I know. I actually I could just picture you making you something like that as I'm grabbing his neck.
Yeah, I could make something like that.
No.
Mhm. I like it though. I like listening to stuff like that anyway.
What about you, Mother Nature? You liked it?
Yeah, too.
I thought you were gonna say whatever he liked. Okay. I'm just teasing, Mother Nature. I'm just teasing. I can't stand his black ass. He can never come for the holidays. Hey, dog, I thought I was invited.
It's okay.
No, man. You going to have to stay at the crib, man. She sick. We all got the flu.
No, you can come over.
Nah. But you said that. His motherfucking shit. Drop my ham on the floor.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I'm not gonna drop my food on the floor. Is you crazy?
I'm just saying. I don't know. You ain't tag team partner here tonight, boy.
For sure.
So, you said what now, dog?
Nah, man, go ahead.
I played that because, you know, I was listening to it. I was listening to her CD earlier. And, you know, when I say she has a pleasurable CD, I mean, I was just sitting back like, damn, you know, what is a boost? I mean, do you think you could play that or something like that that set the mood? I mean, what sets the mood for you? Okay, Janine, let me ask you. If you was in the house and you were, you expected your dude to come home at a certain time or whatever, I mean, what would you do to set the mood if you like, okay, I want tonight to be one of them nights? What you going to do?
And I'm here by myself to prepare.
Yeah, all kids is gone.
Oh.
Well, let me ask, do you got some badass kids?
No.
Yeah, most
I got one. He ain't bad to me, but he might be bad to everybody else.
Yeah, no, he's a bad child, then. What you mean? She said he might not be bad to me. He ain't bad to me, but he might be bad to everybody else. Yeah, okay, you got a badass kid. Let's just say that badass kid going to grandma's house.
For me, you know, I got to pull out, you know, all my little toys and my outfits and, you know, light some candles, have the music on, run some bath water. I just set the mood up. You know, add somebody else in the mix.
Oh, we got a caller behind that one.
What?
I said, we got a new caller behind that one. Define. Is this Define?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm getting good at this. What's going on, man?
Nothing much, just jumped online. What's going on with y'all?
Oh, man, yeah. That work is ticking like we always do about this time.
Oh, I know, that's right, getting it in.
Of course. And Janine just telling us how she set the mood. And Janine, a perfect mood you just definitely set. Before since you just got on, what is your idea of setting the mood?
For me and my dude?
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, for one, I love music, so it has to be a CD that we done already played before to get us in the mood. Get the candles lit. I already shaved, sickened it up, took a bath, got the robe on, butt-ass naked. Me personally, I like the straps. I like the creams, and you know, like you said, the toys.
Hold on, baby. You said the straps.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I got four-way straps, baby. Head post, bottom post. Strap.
Oh,
bottom.
Those types. Oh, okay. I thought you meant.
Oh,
strap
you thought
on.
Strap on?
No.
Let me be more specific then. With headboard straps.
Okay. I'm like this. Wait a minute.
We ain't going now. Hell no. He can strap it out of here on that one. But now, you know, let him come on in through the door, you know what I'm saying? And first thing you're going to do is give your nigga some head. Shit, get it in the mood. So, you know, and then go from there.
You're about to tell my eye. First thing you do is give a nigga some head. Girl, you about to fuck that. Okay, that's what's up.
And then you take it from there.
Straps. Let me see. Can I deal with straps?
Yeah, you can do that
because
it's easy to rip off.
Oh, no, dog. Duelo, can you deal with straps, dog?
If they the Velcro ones, yeah,
they Velcro.
I can't get out these motherfuckers.
That don't mean you can get out though.
You see that?
Yeah, it's depending on how she got it. It's depending on how she got
right,
it.
Right, she has to stretch them arms so you won't get it to your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. We're gonna come back to that one in a second. I'm gonna think on that one.
See, the key. At least your feet gotta be loose enough so you can kick the shot of her. She on some crazy shit.
But is she your girl? You supposed to trust her, though, right? We said strap you on your back, not your stomach.
Bullshit.
I said strap you while you're on your back, not while you're on your stomach.
My bad.
What's about to happen here?
Right, why am I on my stomach?
I said strap him while he's on his back. You don't want to strap him while he's on his stomach.
Oh, no.
I got to be knocked the fuck out to get strapped on my motherfucking stomach. I can't be moving at all.
Oh, you can be knocked out, all right.
Shit. There's some bullshit going on when I get loose. Won't nobody be able to talk about it. Ain't nobody gonna know about it because everybody.
Y'all don't know anyway. Y'all don't know what we be doing to y'all that night anyway when y'all be sleeping.
I be thinking they be dreaming.
I'm trying to tell you.
They be thinking they dreaming.
They just don't know. All women have stories about what they've done to their man in the middle of the night while he sleep. He just don't know.
Say it again.
That ain't no fucking dream. That's a nightmare. I'm gonna wake up dream.
Try that shit you want to.
No.
Be a misunderstanding.
Uh-oh, tell y'all.
Okay. Now.
anyway. Moving on, and look at so. What's your definition of a said the move?
And I had no straps involved neither.
Whatever.
Me on my phone.
Go ahead, baby. What's said the move?
Well, okay. I don't know. I cook, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to prepare a favorite meal. And, you know, then we're going to have some candles, we're going to have some music, we're going to have some oil, some hot oil. And I'm going to rub his body down and, you know, we'll get some mouth and lip service going on and some slow dick riding going on, and, you know.
This is all I really want is some mouth and lip service. Okay. Mother Nature, let me ask you, how do you get Father Time in the mood?
Go get that nigga some.
I asked that for, man.
We don't want to hear you.
All right, my bad.
I got you some points, baby.
Some
Xbox points.
That's $97 worth.
I'm going to say $87 worth.
You said, how would I set the mood if I was setting the room? Is that what you want me to answer?
I mean, just how you set the mood for him. Yeah. I just want to know, how do you set the mood for him? Damn. We need to come back to you.
No, I wasn't prepared to answer that question. I was prepared to answer the question of setting up the room or setting the mood for the house.
I mean, the whole scenario, okay, whichever one you feel comfortable with answering. I know he's a difficult motherfucker.
Yeah, difficult. I didn't know if I wanted to share that with you.
I'm in a good mood. You show his
anyway,
mind.
Okay. Well, anyway, setting the room. You look nice to pass out. But anyway, setting the mood for the house, so of course, it would be candles. Everybody likes candles. All of us like candles. So, there would be a chair involved, and it would be chocolate, fruit, cream.
That's certain kind
music
of chocolate, though. I like those other three.
You know, it's not for you. It's for me.
Damn.
You have your chocolate. I have my chocolate. But anyway, it would be chocolate cream, and fruit, and then it would have to be a chair. And what is that noise?
I have no idea. Don't forget his 40-ounce St. Ives.
And and candles and music.
Okay. Now, let me ask another question. What, I mean, to y'all, what is the ultimate aphrodisiac?
The ultimate.
What's the ultimate aphrodisiac?
Yeah, the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Well, a lot of people choose strawberries. I'm a peach girl. I like peach.
Okay, peaches. I can see that. Janine, what's your ultimate aphrodisiac?
I like things that are sticky, so fudge, caramel, stuff like that. Something I can lick off slow.
Okay. Uh-huh. Write this down, chocolate, caramel. What's the ultimate aphrodisiac?
I just told you, peaches.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You gonna hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I heard you now. So, what thoughts been up with these yet?
A beautiful, wonderful, sexy man.
Okay. All right, I can't knock that one. Wait, look, what you think the ultimate aphrodisiac is?
The ultimate aphrodisiac. I don't know. I would say the strawberries and or either honey.
Okay.
Oh, honey.
You know what? Like anything sticky, I agree with all y'all. But see, y'all left out one thing.
What's
it that? Gotta be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be hot.
You can warm honey up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Warm honey, warm caramel, warm chocolate. That's the ultimate aphrodisiac. As far as like anything that you're gonna lick off, I mean, of course, don't. As far as the time, please do not sit it in the microwave over 2 minutes. Please. He's gonna do it to this smoke coming up out that motherfucker.
Might as well use candle wax.
All the time, listen to me. If it's something that you gotta heat up, don't heat it up to the point where you gotta use a motherfucker, one of them damn holders or one of the ovens to carry it. Do not do that.
You gotta stand there and watch it. When you see that bottle start bending over, that's when you know it's in there too long.
Right. Too hot, then. That's too hot. They rushed Mother Nature to the hospital with third degree burns down her back.
Baby, I was trying to be sexy.
Baby, just lay down.
And you know the last toy party that I went to, this lady had some candles, and the candles, the wax was edible.
Edible candles.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Follow. I'll tell you no. But yeah.
And I was skeptic about this shit, but when I tasted it, that shit was good.
Well, I don't say, man, you got to have something hot. I mean, the ultimate aphrodisiac when it comes. As far as fruit goes, okay, I'm open to anything. I'm open to peaches. I'm open to strawberries. I'm open to cherries. I'm open to anything that's sweet. They got juices in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you can squeeze the juices out, I'm open to it. Because like I said, anything that you got to lick off, gotta be hot. I'm telling you, you put something, you warm it up, it's a wrap.
I just can't do peaches, dog. Can't do peaches.
You allergic to them?
No, I had a complex with some peaches. I had some strippers over here, and they did these things with these peaches, and they brought it in those little cups that you give like the kids.
Little fruit cups.
Yeah, little fruit cups. Man, she bent over. Well, she was on her shoulders and her head. And her ass was arched up. And a chick poured the peach syrup down her shit. She licked it off. That was cool. I was fine with that. She pulled the peaches in her shit, and she squashed them out, and the other chick ate them. I was on the borderline with that. But then when she opened her ass and poured them peaches in there, that's when I had to draw the line. Yeah. But see, that's not the killing part. The killing part is when they left their fruit cup. The worst part is when they left their fruit cup under my entertainment system. And I'm sitting there watching TV with my homeboys. And my daughter was like, Daddy, what's that fruit cup on? And I was like, no, don't touch that.
You should have been something better than that. Wait, no, you be damn well you weren't supposed to leave that fruit cup on the entertainment center.
I didn't know that fruit cup was under the. It was under the entertainment system. She pushed it back so she wouldn't spill it. So when everybody, when the party was all over with, the fruit cup was still under the.
Let me get this straight, man. She poured some pizzas down her ass, and the other girl ate them out of her ass.
Yes.
How much did y'all pay her for that shit?
You say how much did we pay him?
How much you pay him to do that shit?
I have 5 strippers in here for $275, and they set off my smoke detectors. It was a damn good party.
Sounds like a great time to me.
Yeah. She had a 6-foot flame shooting out her pussy off her candle and some kind of spray, so I set all my smoke detectors off.
Man, that's a hell of a party. Who the boy be partying?
Speaking of parties, once again, I'm going to bring this up. I'm still trying to get feedback on this Sin City party. I'm trying to do something. When I do it, we want to do it big. So I'm still trying to get feedback. I'm still trying to see what's the best scenario for everybody. I want to throw this Sin City party. I want it to be a party like no other. I mean, hey. I need the feedback.
All y'all got to do is really decide where y'all want to have it at, because you can have a party anyway. You get hotel rooms, combine them together. You could do anything.
Or
you can get
like a hotel suite with like a big ass room. Well, like
maybe
different
have to
rooms and stuff.
Rooms too.
Yeah. Because not to say this going to happen, that's how them orgies be getting down in them big ass hotel suites and shit like that.
Oh, but you're hoping. You're hoping. But just in case, I want to go that way.
I like the way you cleaned that up, though, Waylo. Not to say this. You're going to be texting me about 10 minutes that we are having an orgy, right? Right. I'll supply the prophylactics.
Yeah. I'll bring the
box. Don't forget the exercise ball.
Oh, I got that.
Oh, I'll bring mine. We're going to have to buy like 2 or 3 moto.
Right. See, we got exercise ball for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, y'all know that Bob Time would not be involved in the job. Right there, right, bro.
No, dog. You know I don't get down like that, man.
That's right, family man. I understand.
He gonna text you talking about, hey man, take some pictures.
I'll be at
the party,
man. Yeah.
Oh, he's
going to
be there.
Oh, hey, Buzzard Nation will be like, if you look at that phone one time, I'm going to break your fucking neck.
See, when them lights cut off your black ass, I'll be walking out that door.
He can look at whatever he want to look at.
No, bro, Mother Nature, come on. You ain't no fun, man. He ain't got to look at whatever he want to look at. You know damn well you can talk about, is that the fire? But she upside down? Wait a minute.
Say what? y'all look anyway, so what difference do it make?
Exactly.
I'm just joking. God, Mother Nature's so serious, man.
I ain't serious.
It's just anywhere but Gary. I can do Maryville, Sherville.
Nah, I don't want it to be in Gary either.
You know damn well ain't no deals in Gary. What the hell is y'all talking about?
What are you saying, Maryville or Sherville?
deported. You might as well go to the. You know what? It's a retreat out there called what's the name of that fucking place? Serenity Springs.
Serenity Springs.
You talking about that Portage?
Yeah, it's like right on
the
airport.
They have a lodge. They got a lodge out there you can rent like that, but
I mean that's just kind of private.
Hey, Waymo.
What up?
Everybody don't own their own record company, man.
Man, who?
Yeah, I say everybody don't own their own record company, man.
Shit, I pay for shit out of pocket. What you talking about?
You talking Serenity Springs, motherfucker? Shit. I only make $6.50 an hour. I can't afford that shit.
You got to a lot. Minimum wage went up, shit.
Serenity Springs, man, that shit sound expensive. That sound like some Puff Daddy type shit. Yeah, we going to Serenity
Springs. If everybody put it in the pot, then it ain't going to cost that much.
You going to Buckingham.
Ain't that bad.
Hey, you just said you didn't want to
get the Buckingham.
The Buckingham?
The Buckingham, dog. $4 a night.
That's a church now, man.
Hell no. I ain't trying to have fucking bed bugs and shit.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You can't go nowhere cheap.
Goddamn roaches be coming out the top, coming out the back of the refrigerator talking about where the party at.
Joel's place and shit.
No, but seriously, man, we open for suggestions, man.
I'm gonna do some research.
I mean, anything that y'all saying, I'm taking.
You have to find out who all coming first.
I'm gonna
be there.
See how many people want to come.
And that's my whole thing. That's what I want to know. I want to know.
I mean, tell your friends, bring a friend. I don't give a damn. I mean, we want this motherfucker off the chain. We want this motherfucker just to be you know what I'm saying, something that motherfuckers talk about for the next 2 years.
Right.
Remember Sin City threw that party?
Yeah, the police shut that bitch down.
Nah, ain't the police.
Project X.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, my thing is this. I mean, granted, we uncensored. I mean, you know, you go on the site, you do what you do. But granted, I'm not finna have your motherfucking cousin, your little cousin JD, who got two pistols. He ain't coming. He ain't loud. Little JD ain't loud. I'm just letting y'all know, little JD ain't
That's
loud.
That's all right. I'm gonna play security
when this thing comes. I mean, shit, that hood rat ass cousin you got that don't want to do shit, want to sit there and drink everybody drank up and then talk about the party and shit. She can't come.
That's half our friends.
Damn.
Ain't invite Wick because he gonna drink up everybody's shit. Nah, you got to invite Wick, man. Wick be the first one naked. Cannonballing in the damn pool. Cannonball. I can see his little ass cannonballing in the pool, butt naked.
Oh, no.
Oh, pool party would be nice, man.
All right, man, I'm talking about the whole nine. Pool, wherever we get the pool, jacuzzi, and the sauna.
Hey, I got a place for that where all that included. I'm gonna do some research, get some prices and shit. All
right, Jay-Z. Come on, man.
I got a realtor that's on my team and shit like that, so he can get us an empty condo.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, dog? So we ain't got to pay for shit. The only thing we have to do is, you know, like get him a couple of dollars and then fucking go to Sam's warehouse and just buy alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man. Make that shit happen.
Man, I'm going to make this phone call when I get off
there. I mean, look, Father Time. You can't you can't want a grand party and then talk about you only spending budget rental prices, man. We got to splurge a little bit.
Man.
Like I said, I kicked out.
As long as
I don't need no points that week, we all right.
You know what?
I guess your Xbox gonna get cut off that week.
You goddamn right, his Xbox is gonna get cut off that damn week. That'll he resigning from this show.
Mother Nature, I can tell you how to lock his Xbox.
Hey, wait, no, put that ring of death on this shit.
it'll be all right, Ty.
Just spent all this money in the ring and death that came on my Xbox. God damn it, what you do?
Good man. You're going to come out the back room with a black tie, some black sunglasses with a casket with his Xbox in it.
All that ain't necessary. Yeah, act like it needs to be those extremes. It's not that necessary.
Hey, y'all.
I know, I'm just fucking with them.
Yeah, okay.
It will be all right.
Let
me ask you a question. Now, everybody on the show is in the Midwest, right? Is everybody that's on the show right now willing to come to our party? Let's see if it's in Maryville.
Yes.
I heard one yes.
Well, you know I'm coming.
That's two.
y'all know I'm gonna be there.
That's three. We missing somebody.
Liquor store.
They go to alcohol right there.
Exactly. That's a club right there.
I'm taking the same shit.
Come on, we're to the discount, right? She said, hell no, motherfucker. Y'all ain't getting a discount.
She ain't say shit. I said, since they discount, she ain't say a word.
That's all right. I got that Sam's Club card.
And like I said, man, I want this motherfucker off the chain, man. I want motherfuckers being, hey, like I said, but nevertheless, like I said, it still got to be exclusive. I mean, everybody ain't on the level that we all on. So, I mean, I have no problem with you inviting, but if you're going to invite somebody, make sure this motherfucker is on our level, you know. I ain't got time no motherfucker in there talking about, man, that bitch wouldn't let me put my finger in her ass. I thought this was a city party. No, seriously, you got motherfuckers like that. Seriously, you got motherfuckers that just take, go beyond. I mean, my whole thing is this. If you like a motherfucker, man, don't try to force yourself on the motherfucker just because, you know what I'm saying? Oh, well, I seen your picture on the thing. I told y'all I'm going to put you getting your ass on the show. Really? Come on, man. I don't really need to put your thing in her ass.
Right. I better not try to put shit in my ass. A repercussions.
Well, I tell you what, man, we'll sit down and chop it up, man, and shit. Fuck, we'll come up with a date and do it just like that, man.
What day is the anniversary?
Give everybody an opportunity.
What day is the anniversary?
All we
got to
do. What you say, the
February, right?
What day is the anniversary?
We started the show on February 17th.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what day that falls on next year.
Right, I don't know what day it's on.
Me.
But around that time.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be nice.
February what?
The 17th.
That's on a Sunday.
What we do with that Saturday? That Saturday. 16th, yeah.
And bring it on in.
Yeah.
Sound like a plan to me.
I agree with that.
Mhm. Hey, Cass, when I call my people, you know, and get them numbers and stuff like that, and see what he could do about that condo. If he get us a condo, it's probably gonna be in downtown Chicago somewhere.
See, I try.
I can see where he got condos and shit at, and then once I get off the phone with him, I'll hit you up and let you know what's good.
Okay, I mean, shit, get in Chicago, we still in the same area, we still in the same location.
Right. It ain't that far.
Right, catch that South Shore.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker still go to Chicago, don't it? They caught that motherfucker so long.
Shit, go party
to Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I say the South Shore still go to Chicago, don't it?
Yeah,
they go to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
They go to right to Millennium Station.
That's what, man. I mean, that's something you do there.
Let's make it happen, man. Let's make it happen. 3 years, we didn't do one last year, so we got to do one this year.
Mm-hmm.
3 years we've been on the air, y'all. 3 years.
Hey.
That's a long time.
Hell yeah.
Long time. 3 years worth of arguments. 3 years of fuck you. Long time. But I say let's go for it.
Hello?
You know what I'm saying? Nobody never thought we'd be on for 3 years, man. You know what I mean? We still here.
Yeah, like you said, 3 years worth of arguing with your ass. Ooh, slow.
Shit. You a stubborn motherfucker.
Really?
That motherfucker ain't open to no ideas or none, y'all. Like my mother, my way or the highway. 94, here I come.
It should also be like a pajama party, too.
I don't wear pajamas. So.
Well, whatever you wear to bed. And then with a bow on it.
What's next? We got a problem.
I was going to say, that might not work, Denise, because some people don't wear
pajamas. Once you get that liquor in you, whatever takes place. But if you walk your ass up in that
you have to say, walk in straight on bullshit.
Yeah.
Come in with a pair of sunglasses, a Bluetooth, a cell phone, and a necktie, and some old dog's house slippers.
Your ass ain't getting in. You got the wrong room.
Oh, I'm getting in. Wrong room.
You better at least have a bathrobe, dang.
I know, right?
Your Chippendale ass up out of here. That's the wrong room, bro. Chippendale's three doors down.
I'm in there with a giraffe thong on.
If we bullshitting, dog. You ain't getting in, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
My ass ain't getting in coming in there with that shit on.
Y'all know giraffe thong.
A leopard thong. Fuck out of here. What a party.
Said giraffe, not leopard.
Leopard, giraffe, whatever. You ain't getting in.
Talking about Stella.
You got a week at the door. Anybody in this motherfucker walking here with a thong on, dog, can't get in.
Oh, so the women can't have no thongs on them?
I'm about to say, hold on now. We are doing too much, now.
Dude, I can any motherfucker.
We going to send you home early.
Women can't wear thongs. Oh, too bad.
That's fucked up.
What the fuck?
I'm not going to buy a new one. Dang it.
Father Tom gonna come in there with some butt out jeans on.
Not the first country.
Yeah.
Oh no! I'll tell me they so. Just tell me you got a prison jean with the ass cut out.
Hey, I do that shit. I don't care.
No, you won't.
Oh, purple jeans on, bro. And a ruffle ass shirt. One of them shirts with the ruffles on it.
No.
Y'all not do me, man.
Man, if you walk your ass.
Everybody willing to come, man. We should have a good ass time, man.
Yeah.
You know, all the regulars, you know what I mean? People that call all the time.
Yeah, I can get some flyers made up, you know, like an internet flyer made up or something like that, too, and put it on the front wall. So when they, you know, go to the webpage, they see it.
That works.
Oh, I can put together a party, shit. That's natural.
Ooh,
well,
me
do
too.
Your thing, party planner.
Hey, that is my thing. Party.
Do your thing, Mr. Party Planner.
Hey, and while y'all at it, man, make sure that y'all, when y'all networking on Facebook and Tag and all them other sites, hey, let everybody know, shit, we over here on SinCityRadio.com.
All day, every day.
I mean, we got a nice little following. We got a nice little following growing, but shit. Hey, I just like that chat room. We want that chat room jumping every day, not just on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay. No, that's right.
It'd be nice if they'd go on that motherfucker 2:30 in the afternoon and you see motherfuckers in there. Everybody don't work in the daytime. Some motherfuckers got people.
True that.
So, ladies, all right,
man,
y'all get on y'all other little sites and them dudes trying to follow y'all, tell them follow us at SinCityRadio.net.com.
Ooh, I don't know. They see these pictures. Jesus.
Yeah, hey, that'll guarantee that they stay their ass on here.
I know.
That's damn guaranteed. They get to send pictures of these motherfuckers and post it. They're going to be like, oh, no. Fuck Facebook. These motherfuckers over here get loose. Now, let me ask y'all. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get cut off anytime soon or whatever. But
they flat cut us off last night.
Right.
Yeah, they did. That's some rude shit, too, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I agree 100%.
Hey, I network all the time, man. I network on every site I possibly can network on, man. And I was telling Paul the time about this the other day. And I probably shouldn't get mad, but I sent the message to a young lady, and you know, I was telling her about the website. And, you know, the first question she asked me is, how much am I getting paid?
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, but you on a website for free, butt naked. But you want to ask, this motherfucker that think that, you know, like, okay, this motherfucker average everyday motherfucker, he going to have to pay me. But you on websites that, they not pay. You can't tell me Facebook tag and nothing else is paying y'all no fucking money. I should know. I'm on the site too. Ain't no motherfucking Well, y'all talking about in order for y'all to show us love, we got to pay y'all. I tell you, boy, some scandals.
I'm going to get put on, what's that called, Facebook punishment for putting up goddamn ass pics and shit like that. Motherfuckers be reporting their ass.
You can't do that shit on Facebook.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
But then, here we go. We tell y'all, well, okay, y'all want to get on there. Y'all feeling sexy. Y'all want to do this. Y'all want to do that. You know, hey, we got a site for you. You don't fucking tell me. You pay me. Pay me. God damn. And normally, I would ignore shit like that, but it was just, I mean, I'm not going to even lie to y'all. I wrote her the nastiest goddamn message I could possibly write. I did. I told all kinds of bitches about the fuck. I'm pretty sure I never seen her on SinCityRadio.name.com.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure her. No, I mean, if it's up to her, won't nobody ever get on there. But, man, I ain't going to lie. I'd be lying if I didn't say I called all kinds of bitches and motherfuckers. But, man.
What's her name?
Huh?
What's her name?
I can't even think of it right now, man. But, I mean, my thing is, I mean, I'm looking like, wait a minute, really? I mean, because the first thing you say is that you got motherfuckers out here, and then you read the shit that motherfuckers write. I'm so tired of these nothing-ass niggas ain't trying to do shit. And, like, you got two motherfuckers here just trying to do something, trying to do something. And you trying to knock it down.
Trying to do something positive.
I mean, let's be realistic. We didn't had everybody. We didn't had damn near everybody from the Midwest, as far as music wise, on the motherfucker show. Waylo's the only exception to the rule. Every other motherfucker called. Oh yeah, man, you gonna play our song? Yeah, we gonna play that shit, man. Just come on, show us some love. Oh, I got you. Never hear from them motherfuckers again after they song get played. I mean, come on. But then you look and you see them on Facebook, and ain't nobody paying attention to y'all. At least here you know you got some shit. You know you can put your shit on here. And even still, I'm still not knocking you. If it's a motherfucker on here want to put something on the site, go right ahead. We ain't condemning nothing. We ain't saying shit. But then you get two motherfuckers that like your shit on Facebook. But then you got a motherfucker, you can have motherfuckers, your peers, motherfuckers is from the same city you from, who's going to sit there and say, well, hey, listen to such and such. Check this shit out. Motherfuckers just don't do it. I don't get it, man. I just don't get it.
It's a black thing, man.
Is that it?
No, I'll tell you what it
black
is.
Black folks don't support black folks, man. That's all to
it. It ain't even black folks. It's the motherfucker. It's this area. And Facebook is a poor place for fucking support, period. So if anybody came off of fucking Facebook that's trying to get on and all that other shit, if they see one motherfucker on another spot, they're going to move somewhere else. And then if you put a song up on Facebook, if you don't have a strong following, you ain't going to get that many likes. If you put your shit up on SoundCloud, it's going to be the same way. Gary motherfuckers don't even support Gary motherfuckers. Chicago people only support Chicago motherfuckers. And that, I don't know why it is. It's just the way it is. And being in this fucking music shit, I see that shit all the fucking time.
Well, this shit get frustrating to me. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be the first one to be like, man, you know what? Fuck this shit. Fuck these people. I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all remember that song Bars for Days?
Man.
Y'all remember that song Bars for Days from Act Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
He performed that in Chicago, and we was in a contest. First prize won $500 in recording time. That was the best fucking song played that night. He was judged by three industry cats, you know, people that, you know, work with big name motherfuckers. And they said because his outfit didn't match his swag or his song and all this other shit, that's why they took points off of him. This other motherfucker that won was on stage with a tank top, some saggy jeans, with a hat and some fucking sunglasses.
Oh, so you can't be a rapper with a suit on, huh?
No.
Oh, wow.
That's just how they judged them. But since we was in the crowd screaming out fucking 219 in Indiana, we didn't get no fucking love in there. It was a handful of people that clapped, but it was over 100 and something people in there. Not all of them motherfuckers clapped. They heard we from Indiana. Them motherfuckers turned their head. They ain't want shit to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Even the second and third prize, the place people was from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I know fucking Hardy, I know fucking Ackwright, and fucking Gunn should have got either first, second, or third. Period.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it is, man. It's a support thing, man.
Yeah, that's all it is. If you ain't got no fucking strong following or they don't fuck with you on a regular basis, then you might as well wrap it up and try to go somewhere else.
Nah, man, but we reach out to everybody in the head motherfucking state, dog. We ain't just we don't fuck with just the Midwest. We reach out to everybody.
Oh, I know. I seen somebody on there from, what the fuck was that? Connecticut?
And we had people
on here.
This shit just get stressful as fuck, man.
Trust me,
you know what I'm saying? And we've been doing it for 3 years, so we be frustrated, but you know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers don't give up because we doing some positive.
Right.
You know what I'm, we could be out there knocking you in your motherfucking head, taking your purse. We ain't on
that,
but
if you do that, then you got a reputation to be a motherfucking headbuster, and then you got all the clout in the world, then motherfuckers want to dick ride you then.
Right, exactly. When you're doing negative shit, motherfuckers
right.
are all on
right.
you.
Yeah.
But as soon as you try to do something positive,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Asshole backwards.
Yep. All that is. It don't make no fucking sense.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy, man. Shit don't make no... You're right. It don't make no sense to me. But shit, if we were selling a pound of dope, everybody trying to ride with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We selling keys. Everybody and mama want to fuck with us. So we trying to do a show. You know what I'm saying? We can't get no love.
Like, I can
name, know
me,
but if we was on the show...
An artist.
Huh?
Go ahead, bro. I was going to say, I can name a handful of artists right now that we are doing shows with. Motherfuckers know our names. They be watching us. They steal our fucking names and shit like that. That fucking shit, I ain't even going to say what it was, but it's a lot of motherfuckers that be watching. And when they watch, they learning what you doing, and then they go do the same shit that you doing, and they try to pass you up from what they learned from you.
Oh, yeah, we gonna do that all the time, man. We had a whole bunch of spinoffs, man, but they don't show us no love.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? They don't even say, well, you know, we got the idea from Sin City Radio. I listen to Sin City Radio. I like what they was doing. You know what I'm saying? We don't get that kind of love.
That's your
like
man.
Your one thing, Cass, you remember
that
shit,
Cass? That's what I'm telling them. That's your man. That's your man. That's your man. Man. And that's your childhood friend, homie. That's your roadie.
Yeah,
like
my
said,
dog,
that shit go on all the fucking time. I even put some of that shit on the fucking clothing shit that I had made up for Hoosier Boy. Next thing I know, it's across every fucking thing else with, you know, some well-known underground artists. Names not to be mentioned, but they stole our shit.
Fuck you, say their name.
No, I ain't saying their name. Because it's petty shit. It don't even matter to me no more.
Whisper
but
to
my
me,
whole thing is, huh?
I said, whisper it to me, I'll say it.
Whisper it to you, really?
Like I said, motherfuckers, they don't support each other, and that's why the fucking rap game and anything that you try to do in the fucking Midwest is all fucked up because nobody want to show nobody no love. They don't want to fucking work together, and everybody
right.
thinks they better than each other. So
right. Right.
to everybody that think they better than anything that I'm doing, you suck my dick from the back.
I ain't never seen no shit. I want to see that. Hey, no, who is, like, I was just like, man, that Who's Your Boy Lounge, man. I was loving that shit. I'm like, okay, that, hey, man, I had a ball on that motherfucker. And I felt like if Mo Cats would have just, you know what I'm saying? Here you are, like, okay, you giving motherfucker a chance to do some shit, but motherfucker, oh, well, he local, so we ain't fucking with him. Why not? Shit, I mean, hey, I couldn't wait to get on that motherfucker and have a ball. I said, we sat back, we topped it up that night, I had a ball.
And see, that's what I wanted to do with a lot of motherfuckers. I reached out to a whole shitload of motherfuckers. You know how many people answer back?
Pick Wild Guess.
Wild Guess.
Four.
I'll give you an estimate number. They're close. Three people hit me back.
And what happened to you sent out, though?
42.
Woo. See, that's frustrating right there. That'll piss me off.
Oh, it pissed me off. Why you think I ain't there no more? That's why I ain't there no more. No, I'm good.
Yeah, that's kind of
that's
fucked up,
no
42.
Because a motherfucker, like, I invite one dude, and this dude hang with the guy that I invited. He found out that, you know, I got invited. I invited him. So he told him, you know, blah, 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 don't fuck with him, you know, that's the motherfucking, them hammering ass niggas, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah,
next thing I know, hey, I can't make the show. All right, fine, whatever, you ain't hurt my feelings, man.
See, that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit right there. Motherfucker trying to, like I said, I mean, you the only exception to the rule. I mean, you the only exception that... you the only motherfucker that's been concurrent with us. Now everybody else is like, you know, yeah, man, you play our song, man, we gon' and the only time we hear from is when they want a song played. Fuck y'all. That's why
right.
we quit their music. We quit playing their shit. And I know this might sound like a little tirade, but shit. God damn it, motherfuckers is pissed off. We sitting here trying to build some shit. We trying to have some fun with people. You know what I'm saying? I get shots out to, like, Defiant, I give you much props. Because, hey, it ain't the time that I can go on now and I look at the chat thing, and I don't see her name on that. She's always on that. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks.
Shout out to your sister, too. Good looking too. I mean, they always on that. That's what I'm talking about. Way low. You think Love Child? Motherfuckers is on that. But then this motherfucker hit off. Then next thing you know, everybody gonna want to get on that. Fuck you! Don't get on that.
That's why I said when you see me fucking riding in something new, you see my goddamn pocket a little bit bigger than what it was yesterday. Don't try to suck my dick, no.
Nope. Write down my license plate, motherfucker. That's all you're going to see.
Shit, don't even write that down. You could suck the exhaust pipe, goddammit.
Say, eat your dust.
Yeah. That's being nice.
I mean, shit gets you frustrated, man. You be ready to be like, man, you know what? Fuck it. Shit ain't working. Fuck it.
Nah, you just let it keep it, make you strong, make you stronger.
Yeah, that's all
right.
It just motivates me to do 100% than what I was doing, you know?
Right.
Well, I know one thing. It ain't a motherfucker on this planet say we ain't trying to make this shit work. Because we on this motherfucker faithfully, just like y'all. Y'all faithfully on here with us. You know what I'm saying? We no matter what, it don't even matter, man. We always know sometime during the show, we know Janine don't call. Because I'll tell y'all something. We've been doing this shit for almost 3 years. Janine probably missed 3 shows total. Straight up.
And damn, even call when she was going to school.
Right.
On a break.
Take a motherfucking
off
test.
A break, but I'm going to call real quick. That's dedicated. You can't get no more dedicated than that. I'm going to call
straight
on a
straight up,
break.
Y'all. No bullshit. She probably missed 3 shows in almost 3 years. She been fucking with us since day one. We didn't argue. She done talked about my mama. But it's all good.
Don't bring that up.
I was mad at the motherfucker.
I know you
were. But it was all good. It wasn't good at that point in time. But I got over it. You know what I'm saying? I could have hung up on her ass every time she called. Talk about my mama. But I ain't do that shit. You know, we try to have fun, but we try to stay professional at the same time.
Right.
See, in other words, you know, don't say nothing else about his mama.
Don't say nothing about my mom. I
can't
say
professional
all the time.
Can't even bring it up.
Hell no. But you know what I'm saying? That's the way it goes, shit. We didn't have plenty of motherfucking arguments. But you know what? You continue to call. And we appreciate that shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you called me Rush Limbaugh at the beginning of the show. I don't even know if you remember that. But see, that's all I'm saying, man. That's what's up, man. We just need people to be on our team. That's going to be on our team, straight up. No matter what, hell, firestone, water, whatever it's called. Straight up, man.
I mean, my whole thing is this, man. Waylo, like I told you, man. That Hoosier Lounge was the. Hey, that's an ingenious idea. I wouldn't let no motherfucker stop it. I think you got a good idea on your hands, bro. I think he going with it.
Well, I'm going to keep going with it. I'm working on some more shit, too. I'm going to have to holler at you about that out there. I'm going to have to catch you up on speed on some things, too. So you too, Father Ty. I ain't got your number, but, you know, get a little conference call one of these days.
Hey,
man, I'm looking forward to my turn on the motherfucking
Lounge.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And for y'all that don't know, if y'all ain't never seen it, we got it on the site, cityradio.name.com. Just go through the video, being Waylo doing our thing on the Hoosier Lounge. I had a ball that night.
I mean, shit, it ain't just him. What's the address, Waylo? They can check all your people out.
Yeah,
I mean, you got a couple of them on there. I watched all of them.
Waylo219 on YouTube. Waylo219. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Waylo Fresh Out of Bubblegum Mac.
I always wanted to ask you, what the fuck does a fresh out of bubblegum mean?
Fresh out of bubblegum, that's a fan that they say, you know, all I got is hard dick and bubblegum, and I'm fresh
right.
out of bubblegum.
God damn, man. You don't remember Ice Cube? Come on, man.
I listen to Ice T.
Let's please not get cast going on Ice Cube. That's a
Jadeen, but watch your mouth come on you too. I know.
Let's please not get the man going. Don't say nothing bad about me.
Nothing about Ice Cube.
Please
right.
not.
Greatest rapper of all time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm relatively new, but shit, I remember that conversation.
I heard talk about my boy. Shit, he made Friday.